堂听 class.com。
Lesson 5, New Consonants and New Consonant Problems. Again, make a note of the number on the counter so you can rewind easily to the beginning of this lesson. We'll begin here by exploring two serious problems that second language English speakers often have with the letter S. The first of those problems comes when the sound of the S is the very first sound in a word. I'm talking about words like save, student, strong.Speakers from several languages tend to put an extra vowel sound before the hissing S sound. Instead of s, like in strong, many will add the vowel and do S, as in estrong. Let's practice beginning the hissing S with no vowel, with no voice working, until the S is finished. Just start with the simple hissing soundthat you get when you blow air between the top front of the tongue and the gum ridge right behind your teeth. In American English, it's a very soft and high-pitched hiss. It's like the high-pitched hiss of steam escaping. And when it comes at the beginning of a word, don't put a vowel before it, not S, but S with no voice. Let's try it on these words.Save, some, not isave or isum, save, some, several, science, somewhere, celebrate. Of course, it's sometimes spelled with a C. And finally, soggy.For some speakers, it is the most difficult to keep away from the extra vowel when the word begins with the S-T combination. Try the hissing S without the vowel on these S-T words. State, not estate, state, station, student, start, stomach, stop, stubborn.And try it in these sentences. Something special happened this summer. My sister is still sitting by my side. The students stayed away from the stove. The speaker started to scream about the station.You'll find additional drills for this initial S sound in the manual under Lesson 5, Section 1A. Okay, now there's a second problem which is related to the letter S. The problem occurs for a very simple reason. The letter S is not always pronounced with the sound S in English. There are many times when the voiced sound of the letter Z or Z, 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 is used even though the English S appears in those words.Unfortunately, when the letter S is a part of the actual word, as opposed to a verb or noun ending, there's no way for you to tell whether to pronounce it with the voiceless S or the voiced Z. That is, unless you look up the pronunciation in a dictionary. So we're going to do the next best thing. We'll look at the most often used words where the S letter turns into a Z sound. Repeat them after me.As, was, not as, was, does, those. Of course, in the word this, there is an S, but in those, it's a Z. His, has, is, easy, houses.If it's singular, it's an S. One house, two houses. Whose? Reason. Rise. Use. Position. Resolve. Pause. Phrase. Deposit. Transfer.Surprise. Now that you've got the feeling for using the z sound in some of these s words, go back and practice the longer list of them and the sentences, which you will find in the manual under Lesson 5, Section 1B. Okay, here are some other English consonants, some of which just don't exist in a lot of other languages. Let's begin with the sh sound, which is usually spelled with the letters sh in words like ship and shine. Start by making the S. Now, don't press too hard. Okay. Now, after the S begins, keep the air going, but slide your tongue back very slowly. And after the tongue gets just a bit of the way back, you will hear the sound change into the sh, sh, as in show, show. Now, don't press too much, and don't let it form that ch, 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 cho, cho, with an explosion. Just do the soft sh. Repeat it in these words. Share. Release very softly. Now, chair, share. Shield. Shell. Shock. Shine. And some sentences. Show me where the shower is. I'm sure you shouldn't shoot the shotgun. Yes, that's right. Sure is pronounced with the sh, even though it's spelled with the letter S and not with SH. More sentences. The sun is shining on the shore. Show me what good diction can accomplish. Yes, like in the word diction, T-I-O-N or double S-I-O-N usually spell shun, or actually shin or shin. Most Americans will hardly pronounce the vowel at all in that syllable. They'll say diction. You repeat that? Diction. Election. Action. Creation. Passion. Admission. And you will find additional drills for this sh sound in Lesson 5, Section 2A of the manual. Now, as I said just a minute ago, people from some languages often confuse this sound with the ch, 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 the sound that's usually spelled with the letters ch. Now, for this ch, ch sound, the tongue starts in exactly the same place as it did for sh, but you press it harder and start with a little explosion before the sh continues. So it's ch, 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 ch. Repeat it in these words. Chair. Chime. Catch. Chance. Charming. And try it in these sentences. The child on the chair hurt his chin. I need change to buy some chocolate. The charming children are playing checkers. And in the manual, Lesson 5, Section 2B, you will find additional drills for this ch ch consonant. Now let's compare these two sounds, sh and ch. Follow along in the manual in Section 2C of this lesson. Sherry. Cherry. Share. Chair. Show. Choke. And try some sentences containing both of these sounds. There's a chance of rain showers. The children are at the shore. I shall change shoes when I get a chance. The shallow channel was full of sharks. And now continue with more of these contrasts in Section 2C, Lesson 5 of the manual. A minute ago, we saw that words ending in T-I-O-N or double S-I-O-N used the sh sound. Action, motion, passion. Well, most words ending in single S-I-O-N use the same sound with the voice vibrating. The same tongue position as sh, but keep the voice going. Try alternating back and forth for a minute between these two sounds by starting and stopping the voice. Now try the sound in these S-I-O-N endings. Division. Again, most Americans don't pronounce the vowel fully in the zhun syllable. Not division, but division. Explosion. Vision. Confusion. Decision. Of course, words ending in S-I-O-N are not the only ones that contain the sound zh. So let's try it in some other words. Loge. Corsage. Prestige. Garage. Beige. And you can practice the additional drills for the zh sound in your manual. Lesson 5, Section 2D. Now, if you were to push your tongue a little bit harder on this zh sound, you might get a little bit of an explosion. You might hear that j-j-j sound, as if you were saying corsage and garage. Now, the j sound is not correct on those words that I just pronounced, but it does exist in English, and people from many other languages often use the zh instead of the j in words that begin with the letter J or sometimes the letter G. So let's try repeating the j j sound on these words. Joe, James, John. Not Joe, James, John. Joe, James, John. Joke. Jury. Jeep. Gymnasium. Jeopardy. And in a couple of sentences. Joe was the general riding in the Jeep. Jim waited for the judge to jump in the air. And there are additional J drills in the manual under Lesson 5, Section 3A. Speakers from some languages use an H sound when they see the letters J or G. But I want you to say, Joe hurried in here, not Ho hurried in here. Jim Harris was a general, not him was a general. And okay, as long as we're talking about the H, let me remind you about something you already learned in Course 1, Lesson 6. The American H has to be nice and soft. Hurry in here, Henry. No throaty stuff. Not too much air. Not hurry in here, Henry. Just a nice, quiet bit of air before the vowel starts. Help. House. Hospital. Holy. Henry. Let's try a few more with both J and H. I hear that geometry is just the same as logic. The judge handed the jury his decision. And you'll find more drills for the H sound in Section 3B of this lesson, and more contrasts between H and J in Section 3C. Now, some of you have probably already discovered another problem with this j, j sound. We often spell it with the letter that we call J. In some European languages, that letter J spells the sound y, y, a sound which in English we spell with the letter Y. So let's repeat the y, y in these words, spelled with Y. Young. Yes. Yellow. Yoke. Yesterday. Yard. And in some words, the gliding y, Y sound can be part of the letter U with no Y at all in the spelling. Try some of those. Union. University. Usual. Uranium. And now let's try some pairs and some sentences contrasting the J and the Y. Remember that the letter J usually spells J, and the letter Y usually spells Y. Yellow, jello. Yale, jail. Young, jungle. Yes, Jess. Sentences. Young George joined the New York Yankees. Yes, Jess is the name of my young son. Joe yelled at George, who was in the jewelry store. Now, please refer to the manual. You will find extra drills for the Y sound in Lesson 5, Section 3D, and extra contrasts between Y and J in Section 3E. Don't continue with the tape until you have reviewed everything in this lesson.